Masechtas Brachos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah discusses a Takanos Ezra. In the times of the Mishnah, there was a Takana from Ezra Sefer that a Baal Keri, a man who had a seminal discharge, even though Midaraisa, he does not need to go to the mikvah before davening or learning Torah, but Ezra was Masakin that he must go to the mikvah before studying Torah and before davening Shemona Esrei. The Mishnah discusses a Baal Keri what he should do when it comes the time for Kriya Shema and he has not yet had the opportunity to go to the mikvah. This Takanas Ezra, although it was around in the times of the Mishnais, the Gemara discusses that in the times of the Gemara it was either retracted or edited, and it's not applicable in the same fashion as it was in the times of the Mishnais. So the Mishnah says a Baal Keri who needs to say Kriya Shema, Mahar Her Beliboy, he should just think the words of Shema in his mind, but he should not say them out loud with his mouth, because he did not go to the mikveh yet. And he does not make the brachas, neither the brachas before, nor the ones after Kriya Shema, because these brachas are only midrabanan, and he doesn't say them, he doesn't even think them in his mind, only the Shema, which is Dairaisa, he thinks the words in his mind. And for eating bread, he says birchas hamazon after eating bread, but this is again thinking in his mind, like Shema, this is Dairaisa, he thinks the words of birchas hamazon in his mind after eating bread. But he does not make the bracha before eating bread, which is only midrabanan, this he does not say, he doesn't even think it in his mind. That is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Huda says, mevarach lefneim ulachreim. He can make the brachas both before and after eating bread. And for sure, Kol Shekein, he can say Kriya Shema, which is Daraisa, and even Shemona Esrei, Tevila. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Takanas Ezra only forbade a Baal Keri to speak words of Torah that require deep thought, deep study. Alimud bi'iyun, for example, learning Halacha Lamaisa, Alibud Hilchasa, to take that out of a sugya, Alimud bi'iyun. That is where the Takana required him to go to the mikveh first. But other things, such as simple halachas and Shema, Shemona Esrei, Tevila, Barachas, these things he was allowed to say even as a Baal Keri. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says he must make the barachas on the food even before, not only afterwards, and out loud with his mouth. Mishnah Hey. It continues speaking about a Baal Keri. Haya Aymed B'Tevila. If he was in the middle of Shemona Esrei, v'nizker shu Baal Keri, and he remembered that he was a Baal Keri, and he did not go to the mikvah. Lo yafsik el yikatzer. This Mishnah is going of the opinion of the Tanna Kamma that he should not be speaking the words of, he should not be davening Shemona Esrei as a Baal Keri, and he remembered in the middle, lo yafsik, he should not stop in the middle, el yikatzer, he should shorten, he should abbreviate, just say the beginning and ends of the brachas to finish saying Shemona Esrei quicker. Mishnah continues, speaking about a Baal Keri that goes to the mikvah before sunrise, and there's lechachila, there's a hiddur in saying Kriya Shema right before sunrise and then davening Shemona Esrei with the Neitz Hachama. That's the best way to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So people of such standards that would say Kriya Shema shortly before Neitz Hachama, before sunrise, so this person was Yarad Litzbol, he went into the mikvah, went down to be tevil in the mikvah, and he's running out of time to say Kriya Shema before Neitz. So the Mishnah says, Im yochol alais, if he has enough time to get up out of the mikvah, l'skaseis, and to cover himself, to get dressed, v'likreis, and to say Kriya Shema, ad shalei tanin tzachama, before sunrise, if he has enough time, then yala v'yiskase v'yikri. He should get up out of the mikvah, dress, and say Kriya Shema. V'imla, but if he doesn't have enough time to get out, dress, and say Shema before Neitz, And he regularly says Kriya Shema at this time in this fashion. So then yiskasa b'mayim v'yikra. There's a leniency, a kula that he has. He can just cover himself with the water. He should stay in the mikvah halfway submerged. Keep the lower half of his body submerged in the water. Yiskasa b'mayim. He's covered over in the water v'yikra, and he can say Kriya Shema. And this is a leniency only to such a person that regularly says Kriya Shema at the earliest possible time, in this fashion. Aval, Lo yiskasa b'mayim harayim. However, he should not cover himself over with a bad, foul-smelling water that smells bad. V'lay b'mayim mishra, and not with water that was soaked, that flax was soaked in. These waters have a bad smell, and it's not a fitting environment to say Kriya Shema in. Ad sheyotol teichan mayim, until he puts clear water to dilute the foul water, and then he would be able to say Shema in that environment. The Kam Yarchik Mehem and Atzaya, the Mishnah asks a similar thing. How much does a person have to distance himself? How far away from Tzaya, from excrement? Arba Ames, he must distance himself 4 Ames, and this is 4 Ames from where the smell ends. So it may be considerably more from the actual Tzaya itself. He has to distance himself 4 Ames and not say Kriya Shema in that foul-smelling environment.